home and seasonal cabin owners within the Dollar Ridge wildfire areas of Wasatch and Duchesne counties learned today whether or not their property was destroyed.
Today's going to be a really bad day for a lot of people.
That is Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. He met with Dollar Ridge fire crews Monday.
Yeah, I had a chance to tour some of the areas and to see, you know, firsthand some of that devastation. Unfortunately, you know, for some of them, they won't have insurance, and it's going to be really hard as they try to recover from this.
Damage assessment teams are meeting with residents today who own property in the perimeter. The lieutenant governor says fighting the fire is costing the state more than $1 million each day.
We had about 1,000 homes that were threatened. Those are safe right now, but we fear there were close to 100 cabins and primary residences that were destroyed. And whether there's one or 1,000, if it's your one, you know, it's devastating.
The state fire marshal is providing regular updates about the fire, which is 45% contained. Cox says he's been told the approach to fighting the fire from here on out will be very different now that homes are not threatened.
We weren't even bothering to try to stop the fire. We were just trying to protect structures and life and the safety of our firefighters. Usually at night, these fires kind of bed down. That was not happening. The fires were growing at night. The next few days look very good for being able to fight this fire, and they've got a plan of attack. They call it kind of a catcher's mitt. They're sending it into an area where there are roads, and they're working hard to expand that fire line, the lines that are already there.
More than 900 people continue to battle this blaze, including support staff. The state of Utah and representatives from FEMA are assisting residents returning to the site with cleanup and answering insurance questions now that they are being allowed to return to the area. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.